Mr. Winters? A sultry voice pulled their attention to the open door where the woman from the picture stood, both hands fidgeting with an oversized leather handbag.
I'm sorry, she said. I know I'm a few minutes early, but something has come up and I can't stay long. I hope you don't mind. I tried to call first, but only got a recording.
Thad stood and tried on a welcoming smile.
No problem. My secretary's gone for the day. You must be Miss McKinney.
Yes.
He half expected her to tell him to call her Macy, but she didn't. Miss McKinney was entirely too formal for what they planned to discuss.
Fine.
It was better to keep things as formal as possible, he reminded himself.
This is my partner, Kevin Brody.
Kevin's face, always an open book, showed heightened interest and a certain reluctant appreciation. He strode to her and shook her hand, and for some reason, Thad noticed that Miss McKinney wore no fingernail polish, a simple detail that set her apart from the others who had applied.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Miss McKinney.
She smiled hesitantly and nodded, but her gaze darted to Thad, then took in the balloons, candy, and flowers that adorned half the room.
My partner here was just leaving.
Thad shot Kevin a meaningful look. Kevin made a face at him from behind the woman and managed to haul himself out of the room. Thad closed the door to ensure the privacy he wanted.
Please, have a seat. Can I get you a cup of coffee?
The way Miss McKinney's hands were shaking, she looked as if she could use something warm in her stomach. As a matter of fact, she looked as though she could use a lot more than coffee. Such as several weeks of healthy meals and someone to make sure she ate them. The woman in the photograph had a gleam of laughter in her eye and a healthy flush to her porcelain skin. But Miss McKinney in the flesh looked tired and drawn. Dark circles underscored large eyes, hollows accented high cheekbones, and despite the classy sheath dress and matching jacket she wore, Thad could tell she was too thin. What had happened to the woman in the picture? Was she ill?
I don't have time for coffee, thank you.
She hovered near the leather chair across from his desk, but when her gaze met his, it was as direct as any business associate's and far more piercing.
Actually, I'm not sure I should be here. It's certainly not what I want.
Thad cleared his throat, taken back by her honesty.
Then why did you come?
Why would anyone come?
You need the money.
She nodded.
For what?
A faint, bitter smile curved her lips.
Is it important?
Do you have to approve of how I'd spend it? Thad crossed to his desk and sat down, steepling his fingers in front of his chin.
$100,000 is a lot of money.
No one knows that better than me. I'll be honest with you, Mr. Winters. I need to raise $98,523, and I need it right away.
The exactness of the figure surprised him, as she must have known it would.
For what?
She smoothed her dress.
That's my business.
Thad's eyebrows rose. This gal was certainly different than the rest. Some of the others had eagerly gushed over the new house or car they would buy. One had hoped to sway him by claiming she'd donate half the money to charity. A couple of others had offered to do him sexual favors he hadn't asked for and certainly didn't want. But then, it was difficult to find a healthy-minded individual to do what he was asking. He had anticipated as much, which was why he insisted on certain precautions.
I have to protect my investment,
he said, studying her.
Part of that includes understanding your attitude toward the remuneration.
Investment? Remuneration?
She made a sound of disgust and dropped her head into her hand. Her damning judgment, though unspoken, told Thad she was probably the most normal woman he'd ever find. But it stung him enough to bring him to his feet.
I'm sorry. I can already see we wouldn't make good partners on this. I won't keep you.
Surprise and something akin to fear flashed across her face. Had she expected him to beg her, in addition to paying her so handsomely? Evidently, she didn't understand what the money was for.
Wait. She held up a hand. I think maybe we got off on the wrong foot. Could we try this again?
Thad remembered the two interviews he had scheduled for tomorrow and the many women he'd already rejected. They were calling him insane.